Podcast.
Dorktown, episode 145.
Going start along with the beat of the song, Bells.
I'm going to be regulating.
You're going to be, as if that's different from other episodes. I'm going to be regulating on this one.
This is outside.
Welcome to Dorktown. Hello, Fresno in the world.
That's Dorktown. Mike EC with over 140 watts of fucking podcasting power.
Podcast that shot face. First.
In your
45
face.
45 episodes in. That is Bells.
That's me.
Making entertaining vocal sounds.
That's what I do. I just make fun.
I make fun
for people.
And I'm producer Becky.
And there you go. That is the Dorktown lineup for this evening.
Our trio.
No guests. We are...
No understudies. If one of us gets injured, we still have to go on with the show.
Yep.
There's no replacement for us.
Nope. We just have to do it.
Did you hear that Jackie Chan died?
No, he didn't.
I heard something popped up on Facebook saying that he died doing a stunt.
Well, then I also heard that Nelson Mandela died on Facebook, and then he didn't die.
He didn't.
Oh, but he gonna die.
Well, we're all gonna die. But these podcasts won't. Dorktown will live on. I'll make sure somebody pays for file storage. So So my great 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 grandson can hear what his great 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 grandfather did with his life.
Yep.
This.
So you see what he did, idiot?
Look, see, don't do that.
This is when things went bad.
Here's when things turned. The year was 2005. Podcasting was invented. If things sound odd, we are on a patio. We are on the patio. It has been a long time since we podcasted from the patio.
Summertime.
It is full on summer. We're in the triple digits.
Summertime.
So the studio can get hot. There's a swankle in there, but you have to turn it off when we're recording because it sounds really loud.
Yeah, and Fresno city life gets quite active during this time of year.
So and when it's hot. Time for patio.
Nights.
Fresno is the patio capital of the world.
This is the part of Fresno when I used to come visit my family when I was young. This is the part of Fresno during the summertime that I really enjoyed is the nighttime. So I'd always tell them, well, you have to always enjoy the Fresno nighttime summer. You can't enjoy Fresno until you
do that. Sammy Hagar wrote a song about it. Came to Fresno. Yep. He was like, God, there's nothing to do here. There's no clubs to go to. There's nothing cool to do. Fuck, I'm going to take a drive. And he took a drive.
Mm-hmm.
He took a drive down the Table Mountain.
Table Mountain was around then, huh?
Yeah. And it was a nice, nice Fresno night. And he was like, man, summer nights and my radio. And he almost fucking lost it at Lost Lake turnoff. Almost died.
Yeah.
He almost fucking flipped his Ferrari into the fucking into the volleyball sand pits. That they just
the Fresno
recently
Beach
converted.
Open.
They recently converted it to quicksand because they were trying to eliminate infestation of honey badgers.
And the only reason they found him is honey because badger. His hair was found amongst the sand as he was sinking in.
It was buoyant. It would not sink.
They're like, where's Sammy? Oh, there's his hair sticking out.
There it is.
That's Sammy.
Sammy.
Grab it. No,
so
I don't want to.
Van Halen's Summer Nights while driving to Fresno. Yeah. Some nights in my radio.
Okay.
Sorry.
Sorry.
All right. Welcome. So welcome.
Yeah.
And we also have a pool mic going.
Correct.
That is not a joke. You can see it on our Instagram feed, at Dorktown on Instagram. There is a pool mic, and it is live.
At Dorktown.
You can hear it in your ears.
You're listening to the sound of a pool right now.
You can hear it in our voice.
Let's listen to the pool.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah.
That is nice. That's
it knows
nice
when
it,
that pool knows when to shut up.
So every once in a while we'll get really quiet so you can just listen.
So if we need to get in the pool at any time during this episode, we have a mic there.
There you go.
So Bells,
Just, I'm going to do a cannonball right onto the mic. Okay,
do it.
Take it in, electrocute yourself.
Be sweet. That would be sweet.
That would be sweet. And Becky's also interested. There's a bug cam going. There's a spider web around a floodlight that's capturing all kinds of bugs, and Becky has been fascinated with
it.
I've
been rooting it on.
Rooting it on. Watching bugs go into the...
It's a light we never turn on, and we turned it on tonight, and all of a sudden, this spider that never gets anything is getting, like, every, like, minute he's getting a new bug on the web.
He's stocking up.
He keeps wheeling him up and dragging him into this little area and coming back That's up great. For it.
He'll be the size of your hand by tomorrow from as much as he fucking blows sucks. You watch.
It's a little tip for you homeowners. Don't have a bug guy come out for a while, and you'll have all kinds of stuff going on outside to watch. There's a tip for you.
Laziness doesn't pay.
We have a Dorktown line, a voicemail line you can call.
Oh.
You can find it on dorktownpodcast.net. Oh. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, every day someone should call.
And somebody did call in.
Call us and let
episode.
Us know you got home safely.
Use it as your
yes.
confessional. That's a great yeah. confessional.
That's what I've always wanted the Dorktown line to be all these 8 years, is somebody to call it drunk, which has happened a couple times, and just ramble on it. And that's instead of calling some girl that you're going to regret calling because she's going to ignore you.
Pretend it's the Dorktown number and
just
pretend that you're talking.
Call the
to
Dorktown
her.
Number and just try and get us to come over to your house and fuck you. Try that.
Yeah, call it like it's a booty.
Convince
call.
Us.
Straight up booty call.
Convince us, and maybe we will. We're like, that's a convincing argument. I'm going to come over and do that guy. But
there could be like Fu Manchu waiting at the door. There could be Graciela Moreno's Dorito chip
Whoa.
Waiting at the
Whoa.
Door.
Whoa. Easy.
You never
easy.
Know.
Easy. Hello. All right, this is
hey,
some voicemail we got.
Roger. Hey, my and my God, I am Belt and the Heat, and Nate Rucker Belt.
Yep.
And I just want to ask, like, what does it feel like to be around for, 8 years, and yet consistently get worse on your podcast? So if you just let us know how that works, that'd be great.
So let me know when
well,
we get there, how to recover
that.
From it. Well, yeah, I'm just like hiring one of our spouses to be a producer or whatever.
And you could set up a Google hotline.
Ooh, the Google hotline.
Yeah, they can call and people leave messages.
Very clever.
But then, you know what? We just branch off into like 8 different podcasts about wine drinking or something else. And be like, now we have multiple podcasts because we're a fucking network
do
now.
Do it then.
So if you could tell us how to get inconsistently worse.
Inconsistently worse. I have a question.
Mike on speaking.
I realized that without me blogging, and Mike Scott retired from CBS 47, that leaves you as the only blogger in Fresno named Mike.
He quit.
I was just curious, how is the president going? I haven't logged on in a while.
I think it doesn't matter.
I just wanted to know,
like,
if the president was still going well, and, I didn't think the Christmas card this year, so I was just kind of curious, if the blog was still going good.
Okay, hey, why don't we play
Oregon
right now?
No,
Oregon.
Just,
is this the Dirty Dorktown from
Dirty
Gowdy
for Life?
Oh, okay.
I was confused. I never heard. I didn't know what you're talking about. What's the Dorktown?
The Dirty
Dorktown?
It's just a spinoff of that one.
Okay.
Hey, Mike, why don't you team up with Dorktown so you can get even less views on your Dorktown?
Team up with Dorktown so you can get less views.
Oh, I mean. I'm in your daddy.
Hang up,
I'm gonna. We love you. We love you all the time. I'm sorry. Jen60years.com.
You will all be terminated for this. We now have a network, a syndicate. It is now known as the Dorktown Syndicate. We have very, very powerful people.
It's true.
With lots of power.
Very, very powerful people with lots of power.
Yes, and you will see. You will see.
We have been doing, lately, we have been doing a series of where, I think maybe we'll just do it forever, since there's like 80 billion podcasts out there, where we just steal a segment from another podcast and we just
jack
do it.
Jack your ass, man. We just fucking jack your
shit.
We
just say, fuck you. We've been around longer than you have.
This is the jack your shit.
So we're just
going
to jack your shit.
Yeah, we just jacked your shit.
Yeah. This one, we're jacking the Sporkful, which is actually kind of a pro, semi-pro podcast, The Sporkful, where he will take one specific food and just break it down like a motherfucker, which is the way podcasting is now. You take something specific and you break it down. Well, he will take a specific food and break it down. Excuse me. We're drinking.
That's how you should do it,
Mike. I started the show drinking Stone and Joy By, and now I'm drinking Alaskan IPA. Bells, what are you drinking right
now? I started off with an Alaskan IPA, and I'm finishing it right now with a nice Vendetta.
Speakeasy Vendetta is awesome. Vendetta. That is a top five IPA as far as I'm concerned.
That is a good beer.
And Becky's just hanging out watching she is watching the spider web.
Leave it alone.
But the Sporkful, like I said, they'll break down the specific food topic, and it's very entertaining. So what tonight we're going to break down, chips. What is your favorite chip? Your favorite chip you
like
love?
John or Poncherello?
Like your top three chips? No.
My
not,
top chip?
Not high, California Highway Patrolman.
Oh.
Actual food chips.
Chip. Oh.
Your favorite chips.
I thought this was going to be a good one.
Sorry.
Oh.
I'll let you guys think of this since
no,
I'm springing
right
it now. Oh, okay, go ahead, producer Megan.
Chip.
Go first.
Yeah. Have a chip. You can get them in like Whole
Have
Foods.
A chip?
Have a chip. Those chips I get that have the soy sauce on them and salt that I get from Whole Foods. They're in the cabinet right now.
Ooh, yeah. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
But they're like tortilla chips, though,
yeah,
basically.
Those are my favorite chips.
Interesting.
They're just covered in soy sauce and salt, and they're awesome, and they've been my favorite chips since I was in high school. I love them. Have a chips.
Have a chips.
Sorry.
Interesting.
I you know, I've gone back and forth on this, but we're talking all time here, so I am gonna go with it's Pringles for me.
Pringles, because they're not even anything. They're
I
like
can't
a
stop
fake process.
Well, they're freaking good.
Popped and
they're
you can't
salty.
Stop.
I popped and I couldn't stop. They're just this salty goodness. And like they never fill you up, so you just can eat them. You can eat a full length can of them.
See, those chemists know what they're doing.
Yep.
Man.
Yep. And that can is just so intoxicating. I love the can too, and it's just they're just good. And it's you have to use discipline to put the plastic container on there and stop eating them, and you have to put them away, but. But it is, but number two, very close behind, would be regular, like Pringles, or not Pringles.
Are we
regular
doing number
Pringles.
Twos? I didn't
no,
know that.
No, but Ruffles dip, onion dip, and Ruffles and onion dip, brown onion dip.
See, my number two is Ruffles cheddar cheese with cottage cheese. It sounds gross, y'all, but it's so good.
Yeah, y'all. You southerners. Freaking rednecks. Throw your rednecks out there.
But that, I mean.
All right.
And then, of course, salsa.
Mine would be the all-time chip that I probably favored the most would be nacho cheese Doritos.
Wow. You're just, that is, if you're going to be on an island alone.
That was the chip to have, yeah. I mean, if you're talking about, oh, I like chips and dip, that's different.
Well, okay, you're right.
You're talking about
a
chip.
You're right.
A particular chip. A potato chip doesn't cut it for me.
Agreed.
There's
Agreed.
No flavor to it.
Agreed.
Okay, Ruffles,
you have
okay,
to have dip.
But we're not
dip.
Talking dips here.
You
so
have to have dip with the potato chip.
A Ruffle chip is useless to me because dipping's not involved here. We're talking about pure flavor.
Okay.
We're talking about something that
you're
turns your,
it. You're your, getting it down to it. Good.
That oranges your fingertips. You know, they say the coating, the stuff that's on there, that's sprinkled on there, actually has no flavor whatsoever. It does not affect the flavor
Bullshit.
Of the chip. It's just there to make you think it's cheesy. It's actually like chemical, like it's like monkey diarrhea.
So what do,
food
what do you think of the Doritos?
No, it's not, but it's the film from their balls.
Oh, ball film.
Could be. It's like ball key
taint,
off of a monkey's balls.
Taint, taint cottage?
Taint cottage cheese.
Yeah.
Covering.
What do you think of the Taco Bell Dorito chip taco?
I think it's just it doesn't do anything for
you
me.
You don't what? That's your favorite chip, and then the Taco Bell taco, you're like, eh.
Yeah,
meh.
Fuck that.
I think it's
wow.
soggy.
That's well, of course, that's hardcore.
I'll get like a cheesy Gordita Crunch or a Crunch Wrap Supreme.
And you're like, fuck you, Doritos.
Fuck everything else.
Fuck it all.
So suck them with their fucking bullshit way to try to get me in there and eat more of their crap.
Yeah. They're all, this will get bells to come into Taco Bell. Man. We'll make a shell out of Doritos.
The fuck you will.
Fuck you, I'm not doing it.
I drive by every single one, man. I drive right by the fucking window, the drive-thru. I'm like, the fuck you will, bitch.
And they all know. They're like, and then they report back to corporate. I saw Bells today. He gave a bird. He did not stop.
We got a visual.
He
won't stop.
I saw something interesting on Twitter. A Foo Fighters feed that they were begging, I mean, not them, like whoever handles their Twitter feed was begging people to come to their Costa Mesa show. Like, there was tickets still available the day of for their Costa Mesa show, which makes me think that since they have never been to Fresno, they've been too big to come to Fresno.
They're not so
now
big.
That is a signal that they're popularity is waning, so now it is time for them to come to Fresno finally. So I'm just giving everyone a warning. Foo Fighters might be coming to Fresno now.
That's Mike's logic train.
It'll be like a special event, Foo Fighters. Like, he'll be doing like half country and half like the Mexican rock.
Mexican rock?
Yeah, the Texican music.
Dave Grohl will be doing ranchero music. Dun dun dun.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. Dun 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 dun
dun. We went to a wedding recently, and I was just amazed at how, like, everyone from child to old man, woman, everybody knew how to fucking rock it on the dance floor. I was like, damn.
Did you rock it on the dance floor?
I did not. We went down and drank.
We had that. There was that awesome song that everybody knew. That was the first time we heard. Anyway, I'm going to edit that section.
Stairway to Heaven.
Was that bad?
No. I'm going to edit myself out. I think it's time for a music break.
Is that right? You're going to edit my shit?
No, not yours.
It's
mine.
Already a music break?
You better not edit anything I fucking say.
If I say something really bad or boring, I'll
just
edit it out.
You don't edit anything, especially when I'm talking about Mexican stuff.
It's not Dorktown 2009 or 2008 where there's no editing. It's the new age where shit gets edited.
We're politically fucked.
Yeah, you'll find out later. There's going to be a guest calling into the show that's going to get all political. Don't you worry.
Damn it.
It's coming.
Becky's not pleased.
There's a fucking storm coming. There's a shit storm coming to Fresno.
We need to change the number because, seriously, this guy keeps coming back. We're going to have problems.
It's time for a music break. It's another. We're going back to the Fresno Frankcore compilation. And it's going to be off the Frankcore compilation. You can find it on Bandcamp, Fresno Frankcore compilation. Enjoy your music break on Dorktown 145.
So great.
Oh, every single string on my violin is snap, but I don't really care. I don't play it anyway. And every single road in the city has been mapped in my mind, but I don't care. I don't go out anyway. The grass is turning yellow like your eyes when you. It's all coming to a close like my eyes when I think that I'm gonna drown in oxygen or overdose on vitamins. If you bring your good vibe, we'll probably let you in. Lucy, when you come home. Lucy, when you come home. Lucy, when you come home, nobody will be here. I thought that we'd were all together. But I live. The sky is beautiful and miserable, just like me. There's clouds in the sky while the sun's suffocating. It's so real and miserable, just like that dream that I had where your best friend was trying to kill me. He stuck me in the oven, but the joke was on him, 'cause the gas took our souls and his malicious sins. With that fiery explosion, we were never seen again. No funeral, no tears, just second thoughts about propane. Lucy, when you come home. Lucy, when you come home. Oh, Lucy, when you come home, nobody will be here. I thought that we'd grow old together, but I live.
like them fluttering near my head. It freaks me out. Anything that flutters near my head, like a bird coming near me.
That moth in the face. Welcome back to Dorktown. You're listening to a podcast.
That's what it has nothing
to do with radio,
this
guys.
Is what it is. It's a podcast.
It's a podcast about podcasts.
About, it's the Jerry Seinfeld podcast.
It's
it's a show
kind of
about
a good way to describe it.
Nothing. We just sit, you know,
it's
we talk about...
It's a podcast about nothing. But we make sure you know it's from Fresno.
It's a podcast
about nothing.
Crap. We talk about nothing.
Nothing.
We make you listen.
I'm being eaten.
We're being hypnotized you.
We have
hypnotized you to do as our bidding. You have been hypnotized.
We have a fellow podcaster on the Dorktown hotline of our network. People know him. He's a guy. He's very conservative and very libertarian, and he has his ways.
He is our Dorktown political correspondent.
He is our Dorktown political correspondent.
What is this?
This is Red Frank.
Hello, you sons of bitches.
Hello, Red Frank. Welcome back to Dorktown.
Ah, thank you, Bales, from some place we don't know. And parts unknown. Nobody cares. Listen, I've been listening to your back channel of your podcast. This whole time you're talking about bullshit, you're talking about other podcasts, you're talking about beer. What the fuck? There's some real issues going on in this town, in this country.
Like, well, what do you mean, what kind of issues?
Issues. Obama is letting the NSA get away with murder. They're all listening to this podcast right now. They're listening to you guys doing your little liberal bullshit. And they're jotting it down. How's that sit with you?
I don't care.
It sits with me okay.
It sits with you okay.
I'm cool.
Guess what? Obama's up there in the White House. He's got a little control room where he can listen to everything in the country, anything he wants. And he plugs in. You know what he's been listening to? I have a high-level operative in the White House, in the crawl space of the White House right now.
He's listening to fucking Sheena Easton right now.
He's telling me this. Oh, go ahead, producer.
Red Frank, I know that... It is intrusive, and I do agree it should not be done. But are you surprised that it actually was happening? I mean, everyone's surprised that it's that was happening.
Oh, I'm not surprised. Obama is listening.
Do you actually know the reason why he has that? Is because he has a fascination with the Pointer Sisters. And he likes to listen to the Pointer Sisters.
I bet he does.
One song after another. So, basically...
What's his favorite Pointer Sister? What's Obama's favorite one?
He's so excited.
I don't mean song. I mean, which one is his favorite? He'd like to bang.
Oh, all three of them. At the same time, as they mutate into a Greek mythological beast... The triple Pointer Sister head, like lion with the fucking snake tail.
Yeah.
And it's got three of the Pointer Sisters' heads on it.
I'm sorry, Red Frank, do you know the names of the Pointer Sisters?
I don't.
Okay.
What my operative in the crawl space of the White House is saying, Obama is listening to your PS3.
Is this chatter?
Yes, your PS3 chatter.
Well, in that case, my response to that would be...
All your racist stuff you say on the board games on your PS3.
Do you say things like that?
All the racist things everyone's talking about the N-word and talking about this and that.
That's right.
And their mothers and your mother's this and your mother's that.
Yep.
Whenever you play the battle things on the computer video game.
Well, I don't talk into these games, so you can't accuse me of saying racial
slurs. That's what Obama's listening to.
But I agree. That's pretty bad. If I was him,
you agree.
I would say, hey, you guys, shut up. You guys that are out there dropping N-bombs and saying bad words, go find your daddy.
That's a free country.
Go find your daddy. Let him beat your ass.
That's right. That's what the problem with this country. Not enough daddies doing their daddy stuff.
There you go.
Thank you, man. I like this show now. You guys are a nice libertarian show.
I
did
not agree with your last statement.
I'm going to hang up and listen.
I did not agree
long
with
time,
that.
First time call, long time listener. I love this show. Hey, Bells, you got a line on any thigh gap tumblers? A good
That's
thigh gap tumbler?
To drop it, so
a good thigh gap tumbler?
Yeah, there's one over on Klein's truck stop.
Thigh gap tumbler? Did you say? What did you say?
A tumbler's on the internet, you damn son of a bitch.
Yeah, they got a couple over at the Klein's truck
stop. Oh, all right. They give me
what do you get when you get two thigh gaps together?
What?
A gaping hole.
Oh, hey-o. 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 I love this show now. Hey, everybody, I want everyone to listen to the Dorktown Podcast on the Dorktown Network, yeah. And go ahead and listen to Red Frank.
Go worship.
On the same network.
There you go.
I got a show.
Now go
it's
worship
bad,
Satan.
But go, I got a show.
Yo, yo, yo.
We're going to worship Satan now.
You do that. That's all right. I like you guys. Goodbye.
All right.
Bye, Red Frank Lord.
Wow.
He wasn't as offensive, but, you know.
Usually that means he's already scored the drugs that he's been
yeah,
on.
Yeah, I think that, something mellowed him out before he called.
Yeah, he's writing
He had sex within the past month.
Yep, with something.
With something. And it mellowed them out.
Mm-hmm. Live or not. I mean, they had sex with something.
Didn't matter if it was live or not.
Yep.
But he did. Oh. I'd like to thank you for listening to a podcast. It's time for the Fonzie. It's not Star Wars news. We're going to have to get a... We're going to have to get a Dork Nerd Summit going again. Talk about all the recent Star Wars news. Time for the Fonzies, where we give props to things we like to give. Talk about them. Producer Becky has a Fonzie A. Everyone.
I
want
to give a Fonzie A to Jack, who just was the youngest person to ever fly around the world. And he's from Fresno, and he landed here today.
Jack in the Box?
He flew over our house, and
we saw it. What was that? Do you have a time where he landed?
No, I wasn't confirmed. But
because
you knew what it looked like, and in our heads, we were confirmed.
We knew what the house looked like, or the house. We knew what his plane looked like, and we knew he was coming in today. And we are under the flight path of Fresno Yosemite International,
and it had not been announced on the media.
And we're like, holy shit! I think that we just saw history.
Wow.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
So it was great.
Did he try to dump a bucket of shit out over your house?
He's like, I got to dump this shit out before I land.
Like sometime between 4 and 5 o'clock.
Yeah, between 3-ish, 4-ish. So, big Fonzie A to the youngest person to ever fly around the earth is from Fresno, motherfuckers.
Yep.
At Solo Flight 2013 on Twitter.
Yes.
We're on Twitter at Dorktown.
It's pretty
sweet. We're also on the Facebook.
Yeah.
We're also on MySpace. We're going to get a Friendster account soon.
I can't even log on to my MySpace anymore.
I can't either. I forgot
even know
what
my password is.
I forgot Dorktown's password, and I can't get into it now. But it's still there. You can email us, dorktownpodcast@gmail.com.
Jack?
We won't respond.
Wingard.
I respond.
Don't even know how to say that. I'm sorry. I'm just torturing his last name.
I only respond on Twitter.
Wingard?
You can respond to Bells on Twitter. He's on the Twitter.
I'll respond back.
Barhouse Bells.
Because I deal with a lot of different names every day.
We're on Instagram. There's a pool mic, and I'm going to use it.
Right now?
He's going in.
I'm about to use it. There's a pool mic, and I'm about to use it.
Go in there.
He's taking off all his clothes.
I'm doing it. But somebody's this This it's gonna play music. Keep playing music.
That's okay.
All right. I don't know what music is gonna play after the John Williams, but
well, let's hope it's not going something. Swimming. Let's hope it's not a recording of you masturbating.
Yeah, I hope it's not one
really
of those.
What we're hoping.
My shirt's off.
Kind of gross when you.
My shirt's up.
Just felt compelled to tell everyone.
I almost forgot my beer.
Shirt's off.
Going into the pool.
Speak into it.
Is the pool mic on?
Yeah, it's really low, though.
Yeah, it's really low.
Son of a bitch.
But yeah, if you're okay. There, okay, yeah.
You gotta hump it.
Yeah.
I gotta hump it.
There yeah. You go.
Is the Star Wars music still playing?
Oh, yes. It's sweet, man.
Is it awesome?
Now we're just looking at Mike through a mesh screen while he's in the pool and we're on the patio
the
under an
I
umbrella.
I still have my shorts on, though.
Yes, please.
Now they're gone.
I'm
yes.
You wish. I'm thinking about taking them off. I'm thinking about it.
So what's this pool mic going to do?
I'm in the pool. Look, I need
don't drop
some,
that thing in the pool, man.
There needs some proof here, so I'm going to stop holding it because I'm getting it electrocuted.
Have you signed off on that life insurance yet?
Here's a splash. Did that show up on the mic?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. You got to kill yourself.
I'm going to electrocute myself podcasting.
Yes.
That would be an appropriate way for me to die.
No, it wouldn't.
Podcasting. The first man to die podcasting. Are you guys doing anything over there?
We're all okay.
Are you guys doing a podcast over there at all?
Yeah. So
it's awkward that you're over there. I have to say. Can I just intervene?
You can't handle it because you can't see me?
No, I can see you. It's just weird. It's like you're... Okay, you go ahead and enjoy yourself over there.
I haven't even taken my trunks off.
Can you
it's
give
still
us your,
weird.
Hey, can you give us your Fonziers and give us the reason why you're all excited to be in the pool?
I've got a boner for the Wicked Radio Network right now.
Oh, my God. They needed to hear that.
Dan Furnicase, I've got a boner for him. Mandy Furnicase.
Please don't say it.
Got a boner for her, too?
Yeah. I've got boners all around.
That's pretty sweet, man.
No more Fonzie. Hey, it's boners.
Mike's got sweet boners for you guys.
It's all boners.
He's got a double-headed boner for you.
I've got a boner for everybody in the podcast community. How's that?
You can't knock him off his
tip. Here's Becky. Are you okay?
I think it's special.
All right. I've got a beer. I'm in the pool.
Yay. Yeah, he's just swishing around like a little. Like
he looks like a 2-year-old in a bathtub. He looks like a 2-year-old with a beard in a bathtub.
Prowess. Seeing how you can vamp.
Seeing how we can vamp.
Yeah.
Excuse me, you're making fun of us not vamping right now.
All right. Thanks for listening, to Dark Ted. I guess.
Yeah. Don't ever listen to this show again.
What was your Fonzie, bro?
My Fonzie is to myself because...
What music is playing right now?
Nothing.
I don't know.
Nothing?
Nothing.
Nothing. All right,
that's cool.
That's cool, man, bro. What?
My Fonzie is still to Sonos Radio.
Yeah? What? Are you, like, still grooving on that, bro?
Yeah, it's sweet, man.
Yo, bro.
It's so fucking rad, bro. It plays, like, music, bro.
Who did I tweet? I said bro, and then they're all, did you just bro me? Oh, Nick. Nick from Perfect Bore, that's right. I was like, yeah.
All right. Well, that's the podcast.
Yes, good night.
Sorry.
Good night.
Reporting to you from Fresno, California on a hot-ass fucking night.
I'm taking my trunks off now.
Good night.
Good night. Sorry.
Listen to that.
Go away.
Go
do something now.
Here's my trunks. They're Velcro.
Fuck yourself. We don't fucking care.
Yeah. You're welcome for the loss of life.
Michael is...
For the last fucking 45 minutes of your life or 30 minutes of this show.
There's another person here and he's undressing in the pool.
He's jacking off right now from this vantage point.
I can't help it. I can't do anything about it.
Apparently you don't have to. He's doing it.
What's there to do about it?
He's doing it for you.
Sit there and watch it happen.
He's doing the work for you.
That's what you. There you go. That's how you do a podcast, Dead in 60.
That's a fucking podcast.
That's how you fucking do a podcast, Dead in 60.
Check it out.
Me.
How do you like that?
I don't like that. That hurts my little feelings. You know that I get sad when I get my feelings hurt.
You talking
to
me?
Little feelings. No, I'm talking to Den 60.
Yeah, what's up, man? Next time I see you, I'm bringing a knife.
When my one feeling is hurt, I'm really pissed.
Gonna cut something.
Really pissed.
The cheese.
I'll cut off your motherfucking head. That's what's gonna get cut.
Look at that. She's a Highlander. I want to give a Fonzie out to Wolverine movie coming out.
You didn't say boondoggle once.
Oh, shit. You're right.
We gotta do this show all over again.
We gotta do it all over again.
You're in a boondoggle.
Because there was one point where I completely forgot about that, and then I knew there was a name for it, but I couldn't. I couldn't think of it, and I just, like, didn't even address it. I was like, fuck, there's a name I'm supposed to say. Boondoggle.